In the name of the one holy mystery, loving, life-giving, and liberating, the one whom we call God. Amen. Please be seated. With God, all things are possible. The gospel today is one of those stories with so many layers and so much that we could talk about. But I will lean into the most salient portion that I believe Spirit is calling us to hear at this time. Whenever I hear or read the story of Moses receiving the law from Yahweh on Mount Sinai and his return to the people with his face all aglow, I'm always reminded of what Mama used to say about this particular passage. Mama would say, "You cannot encounter the living God and not be changed. Cannot encounter God and remain the same." In fact, one commentator has said that this Sunday and our celebration of the transfiguration of Jesus offers us a glimpse of what is possible, not just for Jesus, but for us as well. Say what? Peter, James, and John were allowed to see the true nature of Jesus' prayer life. A prayer life where his time and attention were wrapped up in the one ultimate reality. That reality that's beyond our five senses, but within us. A reality where Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophets, live on. His spirit guides, if you will, who also live in the one ultimate reality, support and encourage him as he makes the purposes of the law and the prophetic messages of old understood, because he lives them out. The law, the messages of the prophets, this moment, what we're doing, they're all fingers pointing to the moon. The moon is the ultimate reality whom we call God. Now, we're all conditioned to believe that the way things are, the way we are, is a given. I remember saying when I was old and young and foolish, not old and foolish, young and foolish, "Oh, that's just the way I am. You don't like it? Tough." Finally realizing that that's the cop out. Life is always about change. We think it's just the way life is, but not really. The fact of the matter is that we are perceiving life from only a portion of reality. And the way things are now in our world warrants us to look from a much larger perspective. So what if God is saying to us, is waiting for us to say yes to God's desire to transfigure us into a higher way of being, into a higher consciousness and awareness that there is a way of living that doesn't require competition, doesn't require war, conflict, doesn't require injustice, doesn't require any of the stuff that we've gotten used to? What if God is waiting for us to say, yes, we want to be transfigured to a way where there is no other motivation to be except to love? One of our spiritual ancestors, Maximus the Confessor, said it best when he spoke of the incarnation, which he called the divine life in human form, as the deification of human nature. Deity, human, deification of human nature, which makes man God to the same degree as God himself became a man. Hear what he's saying. This isn't a strong teaching in the Western church, our church, the church in the West, but the church in the East, the Christian church in the East, calls it theosis, a theological term for union with God. Maximus said, "Let us become the image of the one whole God, so that we may consort with God, capital G, and become gods, lowercase g. Receiving from God, capital G, our existence as gods." He wasn't speaking outside of scripture. There's even a psalm that speaks and says, "I call you gods, but you'll die like men." He was ahead of his time, you see, Maximus. Speaking and writing these words, this is in the 5th century of the Common Era, and he lost a hand and his tongue for it because the rest of the good Christians couldn't bear to hear something like that. So he was finally vindicated 2 centuries later. And now, Maximus the Confessor is considered a doctor of the church, capital C. That's right. Have you ever heard the phrase, trying to be a good person? Have you ever said that? I'm just trying to be a good person. The church says, only by being changed to become like Jesus of Nazareth, where the Creator was in intimate relationship with the one created, one mind, one heart, only that way can we be truly good, because only God is good. You see, before we meet the transfigured Jesus, we are all spiritually disfigured. We're mere shells of all that we can be as human beings. In other words, the potential for what we see Jesus doing in the scriptures and living, we have that potential within us to be truly just in all of our affairs, to be merciful and compassionate in every moment of our lives, each and every day. That potential is in every human being. For God, the Creator, the source of all that is, has created humankind with God's own image. Jesus of Nazareth realized that image and lived into it. That Christ, that culmination, that union of the spirit and the divine and the human is in every human being who is born on planet Earth as Christ, the Christ within. And for most of us, for many of us, it is unawakened and unrealized. Some of us do get to scratch the surface of it when we live out our creative endeavors. Some of us are artists or writers or poets. We sew and we knit. We do all kinds of things. We're engineers, we're architects. We do all kinds of things out of this place inside of us. Great way to experience God. Who in here, this is an aside, it's not in my notes, who in here has ever gotten really involved in something? Say you're writing an article, or you're cooking, or you're just doing something and time just gets away from you. Anybody? Don't tell me I'm the only one who experiences that. That's God. You're experiencing the Spirit of God in you. When that happens, people want to know, why can't we create anything new? It's because we're not listening. We're not getting connected and staying connected. Remember, with God, all things are possible. And it's St. Paul who talked about a new creation. In fact, it is a spiritual transfiguration of the follower of Jesus, of the Jesus follower, that results in a closer union with God. And all of this happens under the auspices of the Holy Spirit. So the good news is that Jesus has prepared the way. When Jesus said, "I am the way," he was speaking out of his realized Christhood as one in union with the I am that I am. Remember Moses and the burning bush? If we want it, we can have it. If we will receive it, and we're talking about resurrection, new life, now, not when we die, now. A new way of thinking, a new way of being, living into the life of God with God, and not waiting to depart the earth. It's possible. It's healing. This is what we mean by healing. This is what we mean by salvation. That's a Greek word, that cognate is Greek. It comes from the Semitic word to mean wholeness and healing. Amen, choir over there. Healing is what we truly seek in our world. It's what we want in our bodies. It's what we want in our minds, our families. And right now, most of all, healing is what we want in our nation. We want the life of the good. We want paradise. We want to return to the Garden of Eden anew. And that, my friends, is in fact what baptism is about. With God, all things are possible. You see, in a few minutes, we will give thanksgiving over the water. And we'll ask the Holy Spirit to make it holy so that Charles David and James William, my fellow Texan, and Austin James may be brought into the community of the church where the living Christ may be awakened and realized within them. And it takes the sponsors and the parents and us to allow the awakened Christ within us to show up, to help them, to empower them, to encourage and support them. Through their baptism, each one will be ritually reborn by the Holy Spirit and made little mini, M-I-N-I, Christs. And as they grow, they're going to take their place in the communion of saints, which is us, those who have gone on before us, and those who are coming after, all one in one God, liberated from the fear of death and of a half-lived life. Because that's what most of us are doing, moi included. Now, these kids are going to experience some of the same things all human beings experience. They're going to laugh sometimes. They're going to cry sometimes. They're going to be painful. They're going to be discouraged sometimes. They're going to be betrayed, just like all the rest of us. It's life in the world systems. But they will also know, because of the realized Christ within them, they'll know hope. They'll know resilience. They'll know the shift into the infinite way of the infinite invisible, whom we call God. Yes, celebrating the Feast of the Transfiguration is not just about something that happened 2,000 years ago. It's about something that's happening right now. Because with God, all things are possible. Glory to God working, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we could ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.